Hello everyone, my name is Tala Nasser. I'm a lawyer working with Ad-Damir. We at Ad-Damir work with Palestinian political prisoners. We provide free legal aid for Palestinian political prisoners. We monitor and document the violations committed against them. We raise awareness regarding the prisoners' issue. We also advocate for their rights locally and internationally. I'll start with a brief overview regarding the situation right now in Israeli prisons and the massive arrest campaigns still taking place after October 7th, because the situation got really horrible after October 7th. This doesn't mean that it was better before. Since 76 years of this occupation, Palestinian prisoners have been subjected to different forms of torture and ill-treatment and different crimes committed against them. But yes, these crimes intensified in after October 7th. The Israeli occupation forces started conducting massive arrest campaigns in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. They have arrested more than 8,000 Palestinians until this day, including more than 250 women, more than 500 children, in addition to 64 journalists, and of course, in addition to the elderly and men. The Israelis are targeting everyone, particularly human rights defenders, journalists, lawyers, and of course, former prisoners. And they are using two main policies, let's say, to incarcerate the largest possible number of Palestinians behind Israeli bars. The first policy and a crime is the administrative detention policy. They've been using this policy for years ago, but now the numbers are unprecedented. 80% of the 8,000 Palestinians who were detained after October 7th were transferred to administrative detention. The current number of administrative detainees has reached 3,600 administrative detainees, which is an unprecedented number. And of course, administrative detention, where they can hold Palestinians without presenting any charges against them and without any trial. The second policy they are using against Palestinians is charging Palestinians on charges of incitement. Which means that if you post anything on your social media platforms, on your personal social media platform, and which gives or has words of sympathy with the children of Gaza, for example, you might be arrested because of that. So, and they are targeting journalists with this charge of incitement. And you can be held in prison for up to 2 years because you posted anything on your social media, which they claim is you are indicting against the Israeli occupation. Of course, these two policies and others are used aiming to silence the Palestinians, preventing them from raising their voices against the genocide still taking place in Gaza, against the crimes taking place in the occupied territories. Now, regarding the situation in prisons right now, it's important to note that since October 7th, the Israeli occupation have isolated the prisoners from each other. They isolated them from the outside world. They completely banned lawyers from meeting with the prisoners for the first 2 weeks. They are still banning the International Committee of the Red Cross from visiting the Israeli prison. Of course, family visits were cut off. Like families cannot visit their loved ones now in prison for more than 6 months. They closed the canteen inside the prisons, and they only provided and still provide Palestinian prisoners with two poor quality and quantity meals. And this led to the prisoners losing an average of 15 to 20 kilograms of their weight until this moment. They also reduced the water supply to 1 hour per day. They prevented and banned prisoners from going out to the yard, to the recreational time yard. They are denying prisoners medical care. And there are several cases who are suffering from severe medical issues, such as cancer. This is in addition to the raids on the prisoners' cell from the Israeli special forces. They brutally beat prisoners in different prisons. They ill-treated them, and this torture and ill-treatment led to the killing of 14 Palestinian political prisoners inside Israeli prisons within 6 months. This number is also unprecedented. The Israeli occupation authorities opened an investigation regarding five cases, and they conducted the autopsy examination to these five cases. And the initial autopsy reports confirm and show that they were brutally beaten. They have bruises all over their bodies. They were internally bleeding, and they had fractures in different parts of their bodies, which led to their killing. So now we are waiting for the completion of this investigation. But we've been working for more than 30 years with the Israeli authorities, and we've been submitting different complaints regarding many violations committed against the prisoners. And 99% the Israeli authorities close the investigation, claiming there is no evidence. So we are afraid this will this is going to happen this time. So all what I've said is regarding the Israeli prisons under the responsibility of the Israeli Prison Service and the massive arrest campaigns taking place in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. Now, regarding the situation in the Gaza Strip and the detainees from the Gaza Strip, it's really like the situation is really alarming, because we only know that the Israelis, after the ground invasion, have been conducting massive arrest campaigns against the Gazans. They arrested thousands of Gazan detainees, unfortunately, and until this day, we have no information about their names, their whereabouts, the conditions and situations they are held in the military camps, because the Israeli authorities after October 7th announced the opening of two military camps to hold Gazan detainees. One military camp is called Sdeitiman, and it's in the south. The other is called Anatot, and it's in near Jerusalem. And they announced that they opened these military camps to hold Gazan detainees. Until this day, we are banned from visiting any of these military camps. The ICRC is still banned from visiting these military camps. Many missing Palestinians and forcibly disappeared Palestinians from the Gaza Strip, we are now documenting. Many families are trying to reach out to Agdamir to ask for any information regarding where are their children and loved ones. We've been trying to contact and ask the Israeli authorities to disclose any information regarding Gazan detainees, but unfortunately, they are not responding at all. The only way we know about the conditions and everything happening inside these military camps is from the Israeli media. Haaretz is an Israeli newspaper. They have published like three to four articles regarding the situation in these military camps, and especially in Sdeitiman military camp. And one of the articles revealed that more than 27 Gazan detainees have been killed inside these military camps. And until this day, we as lawyers and the families of the detainees do not know anything about the names of the killed Palestinians or the situation behind their killing. Yes, we've documented many crimes committed against released detainees from Gaza. Yes, we have problem reaching out to the released prisoners because of the genocide still taking place, but we've managed to document some of these. They've told us that they are 24/7 handcuffed and blindfolded. They have to stay on their knees only. They only give them a mattress, a very thin mattress, only for 4 hours, and then they take it back, so they cannot sleep. This is in addition, of course, to the brutal beatings and torture committed against them. Just today, the Israeli Haaretz newspaper also revealed that different forms of torture is committed against Gazan detainees in Sdeitiman camp, which led to that the doctors had to cut off the some parts of the bodies, like the legs and hands, for the Gazan detainees, because they are 24/7 handcuffed. And this led, and of course, they are also cuffed in their feet. So this led to the blood something, and then they had to cut out the hand or the feet for the detainees. So we're only knowing this from the Israeli media and still don't know anything else regarding the situation. One other important thing to note is that the Israeli authorities are using laws as a weapon of war. They declared the state of emergency at first. They allowed the overcrowding in the prisons within this emergency state. So they issued an emergency regulation that states that we allow the overcrowding inside prison cells. And now, before it was six in the same cell, now it's doubled. It's 12 in the same cell. And of course, there is no space for them to even walk inside this cell. And they, just like I mentioned, they cannot go outside of their cell because of the emergency state. Regarding the administrative detention, they amended the law allowing bringing the detainee to the judicial review session within 12 days. Before it was 8 days. And they also extended the issuance of an administrative detention order from 72 hours to 144 hours for all administrative detainees. So, and this is, of course, in order to incarcerate the largest possible number of Palestinians in the most easiest way. So they are giving themselves time to incarcerate more Palestinians. The other amendment, which is really important, is the amendment on the unlawful combatant law. So the Israelis are applying the unlawful combatant law against Gazan detainees. This law is similar to the administrative detention law. They are detaining Gazan detainees without presenting any charges against them. But what is important in this law that which they amended is that they allowed the ban of meeting the detainee's lawyer for up to 180 days, which means 6 months. We as lawyers cannot meet with a detainee which is designated as an unlawful combatant. So this, of course, is to impose further torture and ill-treatment against Gazan detainees without letting us as lawyers and banning us from monitoring and documenting these crimes. Because like after 6 months, all the bruises all over the bodies will be removed and erased. So this is the main aim of amending this unlawful combatant law.